Having a great conversation with a cattle farmer from right here in York County. His name is C.W. Sin, and he's a board member for Farm Bureau of York County. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, are you a fan of Taylor Swift that we just played right there?
I don't have anything against her. I'm more of a Clemson Tiger, but she's fine.
I was asking because you were dancing along to that song. I said, look at you. I said, you're up to speed. So, yeah, it figures that you would be a Clemson Tiger.
Yeah.
Now, do you love your Gamecock fans, though, don't you?
I don't have anything against them except for when we play each other.
Okay.
Oh, we say,
we're
too.
The same way, yeah. We're Carolina fans.
Clemson friends.
And we like y'all until we play each other in November. And then at that point, we're just, you know, we bleed garnet and black. You bleed orange and purple. I do notice your orange watch there, yes. For sure.
Why, yes.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, you're not here to talk about Taylor Swift or Clemson football or Clemson sports in general. You're here because as a board member for the Farm Bureau of York County, you all gathered Tuesday night. And walk us through what took place last night.
We had last night, thank you very much. Last night we had our annual board meeting. And the biggest thing that we did was we made our contribution to the York School District and Clover School District for the Western York County Agricultural Arena. We as an organization were able to do the concession stand, which is $150,000 that we donated to them for that cause. This is something that we have been working on for many, many years, and hopefully now we will see it through to fruition. We are very grateful to Senator Peeler and Representative Moss for their diligence in obtaining funding from the state, and we're also very appreciative. Tommy Atkins was there. They were there. Tommy Atkins was there. We're appreciative to the York County for their contribution to this event arena.
So the contribution came from Farm Bureau of York County?
Yes.
That's it. CW, you were telling us before the microphones turned on, this is something we have been covering for some time, given our time in media. We thought we had been covering it a long time. You said this is something that's been on the books.
For decades.
Yeah, for more than two decades.
It started when the American Legion closed down the York County Fair. There was different groups that started to try to come up with a place to hold a fair. Really need a place for the kids to show cattle and horses and sheep and goats and pigs and all that. I mean, they've been going out of county in order to do that. And it's nice to have it a place local for them to do that.
Yeah, kind of expand on that just for a brief moment. Some folks might just say, gosh, we've got all these activities our young people are involved in, but yet like the 4-H and livestock, that's still a big part of what keeps our young people busy, at least here in our Tri-County area and really the state of South Carolina.
Right, and York County has the largest 4-H club membership for any county in the state of South Carolina. So, yeah, I mean, hats off to them for being able to do that. I started showing cattle when I was 10.
So you would have loved a facility like this.
Oh, yes. When I started showing cattle at the York County Fair, well, we showed them out in the outside. They did have a place to sleep in the shelter. And then when the American Legion built the barn, we thought we had died and gone to heaven because we had a barn to go in that we didn't have to be out in the rain and all that. But it's a great experience, and it's just good to get people involved with, especially the youth involved with animals.
How important is it to the future of farming? I mean, you know, a lot of times we hear that farming, you know, could be going away. Of course, we do not want that to happen. That is something that is a huge part of what we do here in York County and the state of South Carolina. So how important is having an arena like this to the future of farming?
Well, I think it's very important. When my family was in the dairy business, and when I was growing up, there were like close to 40 dairies in York mm-hmm. County. There are now less than 40 dairies in the entire state of South Carolina. Now, they're a lot bigger than we were, but it's a tough road to hoe. And, I mean, development is driving everybody out. Some of us some of us are holding on, and their conservation easements are becoming a bigger thing. My family is also looking at doing a conservation easement too, so that development can't occur. But I read an article yesterday of a guy who's got a farm in New Jersey. Granted, it's a 21-acre farm. It's in the middle of a town. But the town is getting ready to do eminent domain to turn it into low-income housing.
Mm. Well, you worked hard for your land, you worked hard for your cattle, and I know you'll continue to do what's best for you and your family, and you're continuing to invest into the future of young people. That's why, again, Farm Bureau of York County made a sizable contribution to kind of help with the concession stand at this Western York County Ag Arena. It's going to be a game changer for our young people today and in the future. C.W. Sin is his name. He is a board member again for Farm Bureau of York County, as well as a cattle farmer right here in York County. C.W., great catching up with you, friend. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us here.
Thank you.